Welcome. It's the end of the year, folks. It's the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill Josh, and the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, the best of Patreon episodes.
Tender kiss, add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moment. Fold in lightly with a dream. The memories you gave me. Your lips and mine. Two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
Ah, man, this is gotta be the nicest time of the year for us. We get to reflect, take a break, come back, do it again. Season 5 on the horizon, season 4 coming to a close.
There's nothing we love more than sitting back and listening to clips of ourselves being funny and then laughing at them again.
I know.
It's a real ego stroke for us.
It's a real fuzzy feeling when I go, I'm so funny.
Exactly.
Listen to how funny I am.
Oh my God, no wonder so many people love us.
Oh my gosh, Josh is so funny. Said no one ever. And April. ball busting doesn't stop for Christmas.
Nope.
No. But here we are gathered in the Shoop Kitchen studio for real, just so you know.
Mm. Yeah, fuck COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all braving.
The vaccine's out there, so I guess we're all immune now.
Right. So that's how that like works, that. Right? Yeah.
Well, Mike Pence got it, so I know we're going to be okay.
You know it's a hoax when all the people who said it's a hoax are the first in line to get a vaccine.
I had to laugh. One of the first memes that I saw was Mike Pence with his sleeve rolled up getting the vaccine, and then just a picture of one of those like old school tattoos that said mother. Oh, like it made it look like great. He was getting a mother tattoo.
Mother.
Did you see the one of Pelosi? Mm-mm. Where she was given the shot? And someone zoomed in and they're like, next time, make sure you tell him to take the cap off, you dumb.
Nice.
The cap was on it?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Wow. She's just a bag of fuck.
Oh, Lord.
Well.
You know what's not a bag of fuck? Us.
Yeah, it's true. We're a bag of laughs.
It's true. Yeah.
A barrel of laughs.
You just laughed like a gay French king.
Oddly specific.
My stew is being pushed in. I am a fancy French gay king.
That's my fault. I apologize,
guys. That's your fault.
Well, hey.
I have to say, it was a lot less accents this year.
I tried. I definitely did. I know,
it's
try.
It's fun when you find a thing that works, but...
You got to break away. You got to be open to...
You have a Corvette, you can't always speed with it.
Well, we did more, what was
great
it?
Great explanation.
Cousin podcast. There was a lot of, like, redneckery.
Oh, hillbillery. But...
Oh, yeah.
That's,
That's acceptable because we're also...
Two of us grew up in hillbilly town.
True.
Let's be real here. For me, the biggest revelation in doing these two best of episodes is that with this first one... I was laughing harder, true story, at this Patreon episodes. And I think that realistically, this is a testament to how good I think of a product we offer.
Yes. This is basically, this is an infomercial basically for Patreon.
Yes.
It is.
This is your reason why you should be subscribed to our Patreon at patreon.com/beercitymediapodcast.
Just wait till the end of the season. We'll give you the best stuff for free.
Yeah, well.
Well, we only have so much time, so you're getting like the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, mm-hmm. You're only getting a little pre-cum.
Indeed.
April's like, what?
That all right. Stopped me in my tracks.
Well, without further ado, why don't we jump into the first clip?
First clip, and I will give the name of the clip because that's what you guys sent me. You guys, you two, Ryan and Josh,
we hit it up
through the Patreon episodes, another show, and the list. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. List is a little more difficult to pull best of. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we did.
Ooh, I got a lot from the list actually. Did you? In okay. This.
Awesome,
and that was mostly from another show.
Well, so there we go.
So we know we're
so unintentionally well balanced.
Yeah. Well, like, I consider one of the list episodes to be kind of the gold standard as far as like one of the funniest premises, because
so maybe you'll know the names of these episodes too. Because
yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I think Josh. I don't know if Josh named them after the episodes or not, but
some of them are pretty close to what the.
Okay, well, you guys can tell the name of the episode and give a little wrap up. I'll just tell you what the clip is, and you guys can wrap on it. The first clip we have here is, it says Patreon band names.
Yes. So, in one of the another shows, I don't remember distinctly the name, but one of the earlier season four another shows, we posited, hey, what would our band name be if we actually had a band? And I love
like listening fresh because
I know that's why I'm excited for you, because this was so it was amazing to hear us, because we not only like with the podcast where we definitely there's moments where we all sync together and agree on certain things. We agreed on a band name if we ever did have a band. And I thought
we do
kind of. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like, well, OK, you're right. We'll get there, but yeah,
maybe this will be the name.
Yeah, no, it's good. Okay. It's good.
I don't remember this. I'll just play it.
All right, here we go.
Are we done with? Are you still want to play this game? Are we done?
No, we're done. Does anybody have a brand name?
Let's brainstorm a band name.
Crab legs.
Okay, crab legs. Tasty, succulent. I love it.
Like Larry.
If we were a band, what would our band be called?
Illumimami and the Burps.
Bodily functions. Illumimami and the secretions.
There we go. I got it. It would be called I Quit.
Do you have any band names that just
Rad Dad and the Lumps?
Oh boy.
I got the Lumps.
Rad Dad and the Search for the Cure.
Rad Dad and the Ever Burning Pee.
I haven't had burning pee in over 7 months. Don't scare me. I've been using the hand for a long time now.
Red Dead. Like Josh Shoop and the Squirts.
Yep.
Josh Shoop and the hot dog flavored toilet water.
Skid Marks. Just that's the band name.
Skid Marks.
Yeah, that's a punk band.
Skid Mark Row.
I like the idea though that like it's Illumimami. I think my favorite name is with Illumimami and the
secretions.
No, it has to be a one syllable word because Illumimami is so long.
Oh yeah, Illumimami and the
Lumps.
Because inevitably, if we were a band, April would be the singer, so she would have to be the one in the front with the microphone, and then you'd have him doing like the beats and stuff, and then you'd have you playing the bass, probably me playing guitar.
Or a bunch of Muppets, so there we go. Illumimami and the Muppets.
Mm. Again, it's two syllables. I think I'm on that one syllable thing. Illumimami and the
Butts.
And the Talk. Because we talk.
And the Talk. I kind of like that.
Illumimami and the Talk.
I can get behind that.
Like, I would buy a ticket to that.
I would love to be in a band.
It also sounds like what I like is it sounds like a big band kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because what I'm picturing is, like, her in, like, a dress with, like,
like, if it was the 20s, she'd be
like an old-timey microphone.
Yeah.
The Illumimami and her orchestra.
You're playing, like, some Portishead-y beats with strings, and then the two of us are just kind of, like, Josh is just boo, 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 boo.
How about Illumimami and the Boys?
It was right there, right in front of us. Didn't even see it.
Well, we just needed to ask our singer.
And if it goes off the rails, and we could become a roofing company.
There you go.
Hey, we're the boys.
I could see that sign nailed in someone's front yard.
They played their first set, but unfortunately, they opened a two-hearted factory next to the guitar player's house. And the- he showed up 45 minutes late and had his pants on backwards. Whoops.
I still haven't been invited to the band.
That guy's looking for work.
Yeah.
It's been a dry spell for the whistle, aww, the whistle player.
A bit. It's okay. Bring him back when it needs to happen. Don't force it. Like,
we don't want to invite that asshole around.
Somebody says, hey.
Poor guy. Ooh.
I have my own personal slide whistle just right here.
Don't even reach for the soundboard. That's great.
Wow, that was so well timed. Wow. Yep. Oh, so yeah, we had a band, Alumamami and the Boys. Mm-hmm. I thought that name was great.
That's a good man, good name. We did it. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yay, we're so great. We're so great.
This one, so Josh pick. It just says, would you rather?
This is from an episode that Ryan wasn't there for.
Oh, surprise.
Okay.
And it was the second time I brought around the would you rather questions. And yeah, it was.
I remember those.
It speaks for itself. I want to play a game.
Yes.
We're going to play would you rather. Now, I just got a whole bunch of would you rathers. These are fun because they open up discussion, and sometimes the questions are serious. Sometimes they're kind of bullshit.
Okay.
But they're fun. So we're going to start off with something that's kind of bullshit. It's kind of fun.
Okay. I like it.
All right. Would you rather swim 300 meters through shit or dead bodies?
Oh, my. I'm... Fuck. I'm going with shit.
Yeah, it doesn't. Is it human shit? Is it animal shit?
Shit.
Just shit.
Yeah, I go with shit.
An amalgamation of shit. Yeah, I'd have to say shit too.
I don't
want to
see dead bodies.
I think I would be too scarred.
You ever smelled dead bodies?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm gonna round this out and definitely go through shit because dead bodies are not fun.
Well, and how could you swim through a dead body? You can't. You like
swim around it?
Yeah, it would have to be like that end scene in Titanic where all the bodies are floating and they're pushing the.
Are they fresh but dead bodies?
Oh,
are we talking like 3 week old floating in the river?
3 week? You're kinder than I am. I was gonna say like 3 year old.
Well, then it's just skeleton.
Yeah,
I'm not weirded out by a skeleton. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe it has a little bit of flesh on it.
Okay.
If you were reborn in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or the future?
Definitely the future.
You guys know my answer. Yeah. Future.
I'm going to round this out and say the future because we know the past, and the past is not always
more
great.
More comfortable.
My luck, I would just be reborn into 2020, cursed to live this awful year for the rest of my fucking life.
We're all in hell.
Oh my God.
This is purgatory.
This is 2020 is purgatory.
Groundhog Day 2020.
Yes. Oh, Jesus Christ. I would kill myself.
The movie.
Yeah, perfect movie. Time.
You could do it 10 years from now, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I remember that. Not that you'll ever fucking forget.
Just Bill Murray waking up every morning to hear...
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. And like, oh, Kobe Bryant's dead. Oh, God. Chadwick Boseman. Oh, God. What the fuck?
Chadwick Boseman played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42.
Mm-hmm.
Died at the age of 42 on Jackie Robinson Day.
Yep. I saw that. That's incredible.
I know.
Oh, man. Okay. Man.
He was so good in that movie.
He was good in everything.
Yeah, I know.
All right. This really speaks volumes to us three.
Okay. Yeah. God.
Lovely.
Would you rather eat no candy at Halloween or no turkey at Thanksgiving?
Oh, no candy. I'm not a sweets person.
No turkey at Halloween. Fuck turkey.
Halloween. Interesting. You guys eat turkey on Halloween.
Thanksgiving too.
Turkey is not the best, but I'm not a sweets guy either. So it's
I don't know. I can do a Thanksgiving without turkey.
I could too. I could do
vegetarian Thanksgiving.
I think it's smoked meats of some kind. Yeah, actually, I'd smoke a turkey. Mm-hmm. Screw it.
There you go.
Easily no turkey at Thanksgiving. I do not turkey.
There's a reason you eat it once a year. It's not really that good.
I can eat a Milky Way every day of the year.
I want to know, why is it that my roast Thanksgiving turkey never tastes like the roast deli turkey breast that you buy? Like, are they pumping it full of that many chemicals?
Is it a... It could be smoked. That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't know. Because I know that there's smoked turkey breast, but then they have, like...
They have roasted, oven roasted. So, yeah,
that makes no sense. Yeah. It's probably all the fucking salt and shit they put in there.
Mm. Preservatives.
The salt makes everything better. It's going to kill you, but it does make things better.
We'll do a very conspiracy therapy Thanksgiving, and Larry will roast our turkey.
Honestly, we stop doing ham at Easter because no one likes. I don't care for ham, and
I like
now we do tacos.
Ham. Nice,
we do a taco. Tacos. I don't know, for Thanksgiving. Come on,
I made a spiral sliced ham with brown sugar and pineapple in my crock pot once, and it was dope. And it was one of those things where we finished eating, and then like 4 hours later, we're just picking at it at like midnight. Mm-hmm.
But we actually, even for Christmas, we don't do a feast anymore. We go out for Chinese now.
Yep.
Okay.
That's our Christmas tradition.
Next one.
Well, I'm on Uber Eats now. You need anything?
So hungry.
I need some brown sugar ham.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That ham was so good. Like, we just kept picking at it.
So, I have to ask everybody now, ham or turkey? If you have to choose. Ham.
Turkey.
It depends.
I don't care for ham.
Am I eating it roasted or am I eating it on a sandwich?
Because any way you want.
If I'm eating it roasted, ham. If I'm eating it on a sandwich, turkey.
Turkey, mayo, pepper.
I don't like deli ham.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, deli ham isn't spicy great. Mm-hmm. But if it's deli turkey.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, turkey.
Deli
mustard,
turkey is better than
regular turkey,
but deli ham is not as good as roasted ham.
That's true.
Every time brown spicy mustard hits ham, it tastes like sweet, sweet magic in my mouth.
An angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
Just one wing.
Jesus lets the puppy into heaven.
Oh,
it joins the NASCAR race of angels, where all the spicy mustard angels fly left.
What's going on here with that ham? Take down them walls!
Brown spicy mustard to the stage. Brown spicy mustard to the stage.
Getting spicy is brown mustard.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next clip we've got up. It just says, our pandemic.
Yes. So, in this episode, I brought forth a list of pandemics.
Oh.
And the idea was we created our own pandemic that would happen. Okay. And this is what happens.
God. All right. So, if you guys could be a pandemic, what would you call it? And what would the symptoms be?
Interesting. So make up your own pandemic.
Yes.
I love this question. Mm-hmm. That's why you're on the show. You're hired again.
Okay, go.
You were never fired, though.
Well, the paperwork just didn't
get to
you. I
was never really hired in the first place either. I just kind of showed up.
Look, I'm here. I'm here. What you going to do about it? Right. We're like, nothing.
I guess I'll go first because I've got that overactive imagination.
Yes.
My disease would be called anthropomorphized. So basically what would happen is citizens around the globe are becoming anthropomorphized. Their fantasy animal, they're becoming. So basically, like, little Susie May wakes up and she's like, I always wanted a pony. Now I'm a pony. So she's got legs and hooves sticking out of her toddler bed. She's like, Mama! She's just staining the back of her pink dresser because she's also shitting. So it's like you become an animal and then you're confused because you have human memories. So you're like a horse trying to ride an elevator, and it's like,
and they all die because they can't open the doorknob.
Basically, it doesn't have a thumb, so it's just going to be like
the homeless would be the only ones that survive.
Ah,
shit, I'm a rabbit. Son of a bitch.
So you'd have this like little girl who's also a gigantic horse pony trying to shit in a female restroom. And of course you get somebody, I liked it before when people weren't anthropomorphizing or whatever they call it.
All the bronies are like, yes!
My dream has come true!
1,000 fedoras are thrown into the sky.
I can't stop coming!
Actually, you know, if you were to have sex with a pony woman, you might actually have a baby.
Oh my god. It's one of my favorite bits.
Oh god.
I'll be at the E3 show if you're up looking for me.
No interest. Anyway, that's my disease. Oh, Josh, God. You got one? I hope you were thinking about something. I was trying to buy you time. Because I know
you was thinking of like actual real life ones.
Oh, come on.
And it was going to be like, oh, I'd call it the soups. Because you have raging diarrhea.
Of course it would be diarrhea with you.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking of people who actually get sick. What do they get? And the symptoms would be because soup. Haha, thanks, lunch lady of 96, bitch. So it would be raging diarrhea.
She probably died of cancer by now.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Or the soup.
I hope he checked on that TBJ.
You just insulted, or you just, yeah. You just maddened 26 listeners right now.
That's all right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
It'd be raging diarrhea. With
Rage Against the Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brand toilet paper.
And you would also be projectile vomiting. I don't know.
That's okay.
Same. Just at the same time. It would be called the soups.
Yeah. I dig it. Mine. Boy, what would the name be? Be like the glitter flu. And you'd have like uncontrollable gas, but when you farted, glitter came out. That's how you could tell who was affected, is because they were rocketing glitter out their asshole.
My sphincter is a fucking 70s.
God damn. Did someone shove a strip club up my ass? There's glitter everywhere.
Just the streets are lined with glitter.
Every time you hear funk or like 70s disco, you just like
looks like a vampire fight broke out in the streets.
Millennials are just walking around with glitter all over their face, like what? What?
Yep. So yeah, you'd fart glitter.
So it's called the glitter flu?
Glitter flu, yeah.
Soups, and thinking, glitter flu, and
I'm thinking something like, I don't know, just this like terrible gas, and like if you can't get it out with a glitter fart, you burp, but it sounds like Sexy Sax Man. Like, it's just you have like a saxophone.
You're just like,
yep.
I couldn't glitter fart. Oh,
man, that taco is really good to be.
He just won't stop. His mouth's just agape. It's burp bubbles. What do you think, Larry?
You think I would have thought of something all this time?
I didn't, though. No, I didn't. You're on the spot.
We'll call it the itchy ball sack disease.
I went first, and I feel like everybody. Well, April's was actually pretty good. I like that. And your name was good. Yours, what was it again? I've already forgotten it.
It's called
itchy gonus.
Snuts. It's like SARS.
Okay, what are the
it's
first?
It's transmitted by nut to nut.
But that's my favorite way to say hello.
I know. Well, in the future, instead of shaking hands to prevent the spread of corona disease,
You bop nuts.
Or you slam clams. Depends okay, on, you know.
Imagine doing that too hard and you're bolting. You're just like, oh,
you rack yourselves.
I think I have to shit. I can't tell.
Someone's like, the pool game breaking out? That sounds like 8-ball quarter pocket.
If you hit balls that hard, you're both probably puking.
Statistically speaking, one of them may have come. No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This must have been early.
It's very early.
We're still calling it corona and not COVID.
Uh-huh.
No,
I don't know when that line got crossed.
interestingly enough, you can hear it in the episodes. Yeah, like honestly,
next week's best of, you'll definitely hear it.
Yeah, it's funny because like we started off and we're just like, don't worry, guys, everything's gonna be okay. And then like,
be a quick 2 week break.
Yeah,
kids will be back to school soon.
That's how crazy this year is. We forgot Kobe Bryant died.
A lot of people died this year. A lot of celebrities, I should say.
Yeah. Well, this next clip, Josh, it just says April's really bad joke.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what episode it was. But yeah, she there's some other stuff that happens, but she tells one of the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life. And we laughed. Okay.
And you've told a lot, so.
Right, he's the expert.
Yes.
Love you, love you, buddy.
I love it.
Ryan came over and watched Tammy and the T-Rex, which we are determined to get Larry to watch.
Larry's going to love it.
I think he would love it. It's actually not scary.
There's no gore.
I don't mind scary.
There's a little bit of gore. That.
It's just like, it is Troll 2 level silly.
Yeah. You would love it. It's so...
the room, but a dinosaur is...
I've always said I like those B-movies.
Oh, I know you do. That's why when we watched it like the next day, I was like, did I like that? And then I was like, yeah, I loved that. And then I was like slowly like ramping up like, Marty, check this out. And now I'm like,
everybody must know.
It takes a minute for me because sometimes when I watch those, I'm like, is that too stupid?
That can be good too, though.
Yeah,
it can. But I think there's like an authenticity to like... so stupid it's great,
right?
If you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
And that hits, it definitely hits.
Look at some of the TV shows April and I watch.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm true.
I'm too look old at them. I'm too old to look cool. I don't care what I watch anymore.
My girlfriend, right? Every time I come to her house, she's either watching 90210 or Dawson's Creek. And I'm just like, are you 90? Basically. Aww. And when I walk in, I'm just like, I don't want to wait.
I can't hit those high notes like I used to.
But yeah, no, no cheating.
Can I tell you a joke?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
Oh boy,
I love a good joke.
So we know the zip code of where did they live?
90210, yeah. Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Beverly Hills. We know the zip code of
Beverly Hills.
Right. We know the zip code of Beverly Hills is 90210. Do you know what the zip code of Melrose Place is?
No.
90108.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. I like how I say
okay.
Oh. But I love that.
Step above interesting.
Well, what's the
you know, you shit the bed. We made a joke and Ryan just looks and goes, interesting.
Right. Yeah, I
had that a couple times.
Hey, yep.
It's funny because I've said that now with my kids. Like something will happen and they'll be like, oh, and I'm just like, interesting. And I'm like, fuck, I do say that a lot. It's funny too because one of our close Facebook group people posted something and was like, take a shot every time Ryan says I love you guys.
Oh my god, goodbye.
Well, that's what I said in response. I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't want anybody to die.
There's that, and then there's Larry, you're the funniest guy I know. I think it was one of our last episodes this season. I think in like a 5 minute span, you've probably said that like six times.
Was that the Edibletacular? Because I know he said it a lot during the Edibletacular too.
Not Edgar Allan Poe. It was the last one. No, it was one of these last ones.
Oh, okay.
The one that April did the whole episode.
Is that Terry Shivel?
Terry Shivel.
Oh, yeah.
The fans will point out your idiosyncrasies for sure. They're like, yeah, I guess I do that.
Man.
Yeah.
This next one, pretty sure this has put us on a list, just the title of this.
Oh, no.
Just says Best of Sheep Love.
This is a Ryan select.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, Get prepare yourselves.
Get yourself some wool.
A boy and a dog.
To VHS and yeah. DVD.
Straight to DVD. Val Kilmer is the sheep herder. In a world too far away.
Oh, boy.
One boy, one sheep, one love. It's the Sheep Herder, starring Val Kilmer.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
And Ellen DeGeneres as the sheep.
What are we talking about?
This went a direction I didn't think it was going to go, but I'm okay with that.
Neither did the sheep. Fall 2020. It's the gangster lives of the Beer City Media crew.
Yeah, this is Final
Fantasy.
And
it's just 3 out of 4 of us playing Animal Crossing. So gangster.
While the fourth judges.
Yep. Listening to Final Fantasy.
While he's listening to yep. Final Fantasy music.
Yeah, right. By the way, this is Final Fantasy 12. And it's... People consider a masterpiece. I consider it a giant pile of dog poop.
Wait. Hold the horses, sir.
Hold, yes, the sheep.
Featuring Ellen DeGeneres. No, no computer effects were used.
And Whoopi Goldberg as the black sheep.
Oh. And, okay, yeah, Final Fantasy XII.
That was accidental. Just coincidental casting. Whoops.
I had to add that clip because I love when I was listening to that, I was drinking a Diet Coke out of a big epic fucking fountain. And I just literally, I was like, I don't think I'm going to pick anything from the list because it's not as freeform as another show.
Right.
But I'm listening to this Final Fantasy music episode. I am laughing top to bottom. It's probably my favorite Patreon episode because the two of us are so not, no offense to you, because we love you to death. You know,
he's talking to me, by the way,
Josh, he's talking about Final Fantasy. The right. only one that we care about is 7.
Right.
But he's talking about these certain things, and then you bring up this like insane premise about an indie movie where Val Kilmer
must have made me hit the Oscars or something. Mm-hmm.
It does. And there's another clip. There's probably 3 from this that made me laugh so hard.
My God.
Because we're not, I think, you know, I love you, Josh, but we're not taking it seriously at all.
No.
Like, at all. And then you're his wife, April. So you're also just like, it's okay. We're just going to facilitate this.
Was this around the time you guys were going to go see Final Fantasy?
Oh my God.
I don't remember.
And it got canceled due to COVID.
It's possible.
You were going to go to Ann Arbor, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Well, it's there's this incredible.
Well, it's what it is it's passionless for Josh, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, right.
This is fun, like.
It would be like if I came in here and I was just like, these are my 10 Genesis songs mm-hmm. you have to listen to before you die.
And then Josh and I just broke your balls over.
Yeah.
That's it's what the whole thing. Episode uh-huh. really is.
And I felt there were 2 feelings I had post that episode. One was I felt bad for you because I do like Final Fantasy. Don't get me right. wrong, but I'm a passive fan. Mm-hmm. It's not something, it's not like, a sports team that I love or anything like that. So I don't even want to start extrapolating on that because I'm going to get it all wrong. Mm-hmm. It's season 2.5 of also Final Fantasy 13.2. And then you go that back to 6.
That's that episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Go see it because it's a doozy.
It's one of my favorite episodes because realistically, it should have been way shorter than it was. And I think we almost hit an hour on that episode because we rant.
Yeah.
And we have like really good discussions. So again, this is part of what he did. And he did a great job. And he's unabashed. What I like the most about it is that he's unabashedly
but it's not like
himself.
We did not deter him at all.
No, we didn't.
No, he was like, yeah, whatever.
No, it was all we reacted to certain things, but Josh was able to, nobody cuts him off. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no like blatant, like, shut up, nerd.
Like, yeah, there was. But it's funny. That's the thing. You have somebody who unabashedly loves the thing that they're talking mm-hmm. about, and then other people are busting the balls. That's what makes it funny.
Right. Mm-hmm. Without being cruel.
Mm-hmm. Without being cruel.
I don't think we're... okay. I would say you're right in that, but I would say that we love... You can sense the love in mm-hmm. the room.
Sure, sure.
Nobody's saying, like, you're full of shit for liking something.
No, as a matter of fact, when he brought up Final Fantasy VII, you and I were like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where we're like, wait, stop. No jokes.
We're going to talk seriously about Sephiroth.
David Bowie. We'll get to that. Anyway.
This next one, Josh, is called Name the Porn Novel.
Oh my god, this is the episode where April read us excerpts from porn novels, and then we had to name them.
Her petticoats dropped to the ground, rustling like a cockroach in a sugar bowl.
Oh, god damn.
I know.
Edward Dongle Hands.
Dongle Beans?
I've seen that porno.
That's Edward, you get out of here with your dongle beans.
This one is called No One Can Diabetes, A Sweet Story.
I like it.
Yep, I'm in.
It's not too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to die.
Right.
Just enough savory.
Yes.
To get the death
from the cockroaches. Cockroaches are savory. Right. Yep. Albeit a bit crunchy.
Oh my god.
He's the funniest person. I told Marty, mutual friend, I said, Larry's one of the funniest people I've ever met. That's proof right there. Oh. I don't have any. Okay, green eggs and ham.
Part two?
Volume two.
Ham.
I don't have any. I love Larry.
Yes.
We'll let your listeners in that this is a from home episode because COVID is outbreaking like a motherfucker over here.
Yeah, it's totally doing that. Jesus Christ, what a shitty fucking time right now, man.
No.
Let's talk porn.
Guys, too, you literally live like 20 paces to the left of where I am, and I still can't even...
I think it's to the right, though.
Well, to the right for... Oh, yeah, both of us, I guess.
It depends on which way the drug pins are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was wondering, do the drunk spins go in reverse in Australia?
Very true.
Yep. Oh my god.
Hey, mate, the drunk spins are all over the map. We don't know which way we're gonna go. Come on, Willy Wonky.
The drunks just walk a perfectly straight line on the equator.
Yep. There's no spinning.
Nope.
Oh my god.
All right.
So, thanks for joining on our Patreon. Especially because we get a little bit loosey-goosey, and thanks for just hanging out with us. We had a lot of people join this last week.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Dad.
Yes.
Oh. All right, April, next one.
Yes, number 8. As she kissed her way down his manly chest,
ooh,
he felt his Amalgamated Crane Company stock increasing in value.
Great. Oh. So this is a quote thing. I think
construction worker.
Josh, do you want to go first?
I'll go with Bob the Builder, the erotic novel.
Okay.
This Russians clearly built that wall, the Donald Trump love story.
No, she said manly chest. Oh, God.
Good Lord. God. That was sexual.
Yeah. Bob the Builder.
Was. That whole episode was.
Mm-hmm. It was steamy. All the windows slowly are fogged up.
Slowly taking off that overalls he's wearing.
Can mm-hmm. we fuck it? Yes, we can. Mm.
My nipples could cut diamonds right now.
Wow.
They always can cut diamonds.
That's true.
Tuesday.
Thanks, buddy. You always have my back.
This one, not your front, because I'll get nipped. Mm-hmm. This one is just named Best of Awards.
Yes. This is us if we we were surmising what award ceremonies were like. And the idea here was that Larry heard some Final Fantasy music again.
Oh, no.
This is from that same episode. I'm telling you, this is a gold mine of an episode. And he's playing music, and Larry suggests that, this sounds very much like I'm watching the Oscars. And it was super funny for me, his response, and then what we added. So
this is the music they play when someone's talking too long in the Emmys. They just boost it up to like,
yep.
And then you can't hear them talk, and then they just walk them off.
They just shuffle them off the stage.
And then they start crying and stomping their foot and being like, "Ape Lives Matter," and the whole place stands up and cries and cheers.
You know, I think my mom and my dad and I
wanted to tell you the secret of Harvey Weinstein was in 2000 or something like that. Child sex ring.
Let me tell you about Bill Cosby.
A bunch of women standing up there like, oh my God.
Oh, Hollywood hates it women. Does?
Yeah.
My dog hates the neighbors.
Alright, let's
this is probably the most innocent subject you could have brought up, Josh, and we've turned it into like sex crimes.
Hey, you guys want to talk about the Franklin cover up right now?
Get him off the stage.
There's one of those long hooks that goes out and grabs you by the neck. All right, let's move to the next one.
Oh, God. Oh, Josh, this next one, I like the name of it. Bart the movie?
Oh my God. You know what? I don't even want to give an explanation. Okay. This will speak for itself.
All right.
We make a movie.
Wonder where it speaks from.
We're like $1 million thinkers. Mm-hmm. We put our minds together.
75 cents.
Whatever. Yeah,
somewhere between those two numbers.
So this podcast posited this question. It was like 5 or 6 years ago I heard him say it. And they were talking about a movie. It was a movie podcast. And they were talking about how in the sequence in a Stephen King movie, there was this big man in the woods who was grabbing his belly and farting all the time. And they were like, how disjointed it was to watch this movie that was supposed to be super scary. It's Dreamcatcher. Mm-hmm. Super scary movie. And all of a sudden, there's this fat guy farting.
Okay.
And it's like... They posited it on the episode. Is there any way at all in a horror movie to make a spooky, sad fart? Can you make a spooky fart? Is it actually possible for a movie to have a fart and not make people laugh, but also make them scared and or sad?
Scared or sad. A fart?
Well, realistic. I mean... I don't know.
Good question.
I felt like maybe that's pretty spooky. But yeah, I thought it would be fun to ask you guys if you could come up with a scene in a movie where there was that had some reverb. So maybe it's no. Okay. So off the cuff of my head, just from the reverb you're adding here, I'm thinking the killer's close by, but he just had Taco Bell. So you're in an auditorium and you can hear him coming. He's getting closer, Susie. Shut up.
Okay, I got something.
Okay.
God, is he an is that an alien?
It might just be him talking. Somebody's running away from something. They don't know what it is. And they've run into a bathroom and locked the doors. And this is like a public bathroom. There's stalls, right? Mm-hmm. And so they go in. They know there's no one there. They lock the doors and they hide in a stall. And then suddenly from the next stall they hear... Oh, God, he's not alone. I am here with you. Oh, God, it's the ghost of Michael Jackson.
What? Okay, I have a good one. Spooky fart. Oh, my God. Okay. So envision this. It's one of those late night scenes where the main character, be it male or female, you know what, female, younger, maybe teenage, mm-hmm. and okay. She's laying in bed. It's like 3 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning, and she wakes up from a dream because she feels someone like pulling on her feet or something. Like she can feel a presence.
Like paranormal activity style.
Like she can feel a presence in her room, and she sits up, and she thinks she sees something in the corner, like a dark figure, and then it flashes mm-hmm. lightning, but it's just like a hat on her chair or whatever. You know how they do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she hears a crash. She pulls the covers over her head. And all of a sudden she hears. And she turns her head on her pillow. And there's a ghost just laying there with her nose plugged. She just got ghost Dutch ovened.
Paranormal Dutch activity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That was the icy one where, like, it's 28 days.
Yeah.
Except it's a farting zombie. So it's just, I was like, it's flying by just. It's just crop dusting everybody.
Oh, and that fart is what kills them.
So what it gives everybody else the farts.
Yep. That's how the disease spreads, yep. Through methane.
And so if they fart, that's when they know, like, I'm dead, man. Got
it. So it's like,
I have the fartening.
Rick, we survived this. I know we got, oh God. Oh God. Ignore this.
You're dead man, Jim.
No. I'm fine. It's just, I had a lot of air when I was drinking water by the stream. Please don't assume that I'm.
The only thing is Febreze is the only thing that'll save you. We're going to call the movie 28 Glades.
Turned out better than I thought it would.
Oh my God.
It's so hard though, because it's like, even in the podcast, they're like, a dog dies and then it farts. And I laughed out loud. Because I'm like, there's no way I can't laugh at that.
Friday the 14th.
Fart 2.
So nightmare, it's like, in my pants.
Oh. Like, hey guys, we're going to head out down to the cabin. It's great. We got electricity still working. No one knows we're gonna be there. We got Betty Sue. We got Pamela. You know Pamela's packing heat. Oh man, I was looking in the cupboards and all I saw were refried beans
and cabbage in the fridge and broccoli.
You hear him coming. Ch-ch-ch.
They're in bed and literally the guy's on top of the girl and he's like about to put it in and he's like, God, I hope I don't fart. I'm really holding it tight. Here we go. Oh. Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This summer, if he smells you brewing, he's going to be stewing with your innards.
He'll release his brewing. That's what gets you killed in those horror films. You know how bad farts are, like on a cold day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Instead of the movie Scream, steam.
I'm just in my head picturing Jason. He's like, it smells like devil dancing here.
Jeez, smells like death.
I have to erect
educate them.
Beer City Media. It's farts.
We all do it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. What a great...
This is the highbrow entertainment you paid for.
Yep, exactly.
What's funny is that, I mean, honestly, this is like the tip of the iceberg because, like, you could...
Girl head poking out.
You could pull a lot from almost every single episode. Mm-hmm. We pour a lot of it ourselves into that. And if you enjoy this show, obviously the main feed, Conspiracy Therapy, we just kind of go off the cuff and it ends up being a lot of fun for us. And so you guys have come out in droves and like really supported us, and we really appreciate that.
This is weird listening to these best of. I feel like it's like when you're like, hey, you're playing your music for a friend. You don't know who to make eye contact or even uh-huh. should make eye contact with anybody.
There's a bit of an awkward like, yeah, that's me. But yep. But it's also like, it's, you know, we have to do it because it's kind of one of those businessy things where it's like, hey, we want to show you guys that we're not full of shit. Like we actually have a legitimate.
Full of farts.
Yeah. but mostly just that we're like a Patreon funded show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are putting the roof over our heads. Dude, when it comes to the show.
Microphones for mm-hmm. the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got the money now. So,
and I was so influenced by it, I bought my own at home microphone because I just thought like,
did you use it yet?
I have.
You like it?
It sounds awesome. Look at that. I just thought that, like...
How much was it?
$250. Okay. It's expensive as shit, but it has a really good, like, left-right kind of stereo sound. Nice. And it's USB, but it's also, like, it might... I mean, it's better than the microphone I had before, which was supposedly, like, a 5-star microphone. It was amazing, but...
Yeah, it's like... Tell when we do the from home ones, the mic I use, my Rode, is way better than mm-hmm. these.
I get that, but it's
we'll
nice
be upgrading. So
true, and you guys have been showing us love unconditionally almost every single day. We get messages that are heartwarming and they make me happy. And you know, sometimes it's hard because we're not like a top 200 iTunes podcast, but we get love from people.
I was just reading a 1-star review we got recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like, the guy on the soundboard. One fart's funny, but when you start playing 5 or 6, it loses its appeal. I'm like,
disagree.
Have you heard the different frequencies of farts?
We're not going to change now.
Have you tuned into the auto-tuned fart episode?
Yeah, there you go.
Might I suggest?
I suggest realizing what category you're in?
Not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the next step.
It's fine. Podcast.
Yeah.
This next one is called Best of Casting Final Fantasy.
Ooh.
Big smile on your face.
Maybe David Bowie shows up. Josh, I got a question, and Larry, you can get in on this, and obviously April, but Final Fantasy VII is made into a movie. Who do you cast as the characters? Right. Live action movie.
Cloud.
There's a big cast, so.
Cloud?
David Spade.
I was going to say Zac Efron.
You know,
I don't know. I was just.
Zac
that's
Efron.
That's the first one that came to mind.
I think Zac Efron would. Well, it depends. Zac Efron's kind of bulky, isn't he?
He Cloud's can
pretty
down.
Small. Yeah, if he thins down, yes, he could play Cloud.
I thought you were going to say the Rock.
No.
He'd be way too big. The Rock could be the bad guy.
Barrett.
Oh, yeah, he could be Barrett.
Oh, yeah, he could be Barrett. Gun yep, arm, you're dude. Right.
Carmine, dude.
All right.
Okay, who do we have as Tifa?
Zooey Deschanel.
Tina Fey.
I'm just messing with these
people. Tina Fey? What? I don't know. I want Tina Fey in this somehow.
Tina Fey.
Maybe she could be like a bartender at a pub.
Something.
There you go.
Gotta put her
Tifa? Who's
a bartender
at a pub?
Well, there can be multiple of those.
There you go. Okay, I called it right.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Who plays as Sephiroth?
David Bowie. Bring him back from the dead.
Boy,
zombie David Bowie.
His head just keeps falling off.
Hey, can we get the guy in props department in here? Get some duct tape.
I tell you what, this is really distracting. A corpse's head just kept falling off. Zac
Efron's just like standing there, all buffed up.
He's puking in the corner. He's just barfing his guts out.
Oh God, it's a dead man, and it's my dead hero.
And yet somehow all of a sudden David Bowie's mouth just opens and he's just like, we could be heroes.
Oh, you see. Oh, there's like a guy with two fingers jammed underneath his chin, just working the mouth like a puppet.
Is that Kermit the Frog?
Fucking just fucking disturbing as hell.
Okay, so
you know whose family would do that? Prince's family would do that. They're like, yeah, go ahead, pick up his corpse, use it however you want.
So I figured out who we can have play as Red 13. We can have one of the tigers from Joe Exotic's Tiger Farm.
Perfect.
Maybe David Spade could be the stunt double for Zac Efron.
And we can have Carrot Head do the voice of Red 13.
Here you
Who's
go.
Carrot Head?
Carrot Top. Same thing, Top Head.
Who's Broccoli Shoulders?
Lettuce Face.
Hey man, they called me that in high school.
I really loved lettuce.
Brussels sprout balls.
Radish balls.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh my God.
Parsnips head play. Parsnips is just a funny word.
It is.
Was the reaction I had.
Bowie.
Yeah. My bad. I was in the wrong area of time.
Carrot head.
God bless Carrot head. I was in the wrong area
of time as well.
Sure.
Well, Josh, this next one is just called Pornhub comments, so I think I got an idea.
Yep.
This Pornhub video was like the weirdest dick I've ever seen.
Now, I want to say this because a lot of girls feel internal bullshit for their tits or their size, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But guys, we got our own thing going on with our dick size.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If it's not 13 mm-hmm. inches, it's considered small in the porn world.
Right. Well, this was comments on a video with a guy who didn't have a 13-inch dick. And it says, first comment comes from Savage Man 69420, who says,
boy, that guy must be 16.
Yep.
Judging says, by that username.
My man's rocking a chode.
Do you think there's porn stars who like scroll to see their reviews on Pornhub?
I think so.
Think so?
I would. They're curious.
Yeah, it's a bad idea is all I'm saying.
The next comment is, dude's cock looks like a deformed xenomorph head.
Nice.
I've seen the video.
Does it?
It's like this much, and then there's a huge head.
Oh, it's a giant head and a giant shaft.
So I'm trying to, it looks weird. Like the girl's sucking it, and it's just this huge head, and then like this much penis.
Just working the shaft.
It looks like one of those super tall 70s mushroom candles.
Yes, exactly. Next quote says, man's rocking a doorknob. I love porn. This is why I love Pornhub. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so next one. Dude's rocking a prostate puncher. Laugh out loud. One guy says, I legit... This is from James. He says, I legit love this dude's cock.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He found what he liked. This guy
that's
says...
half the battle.
This dick looks like a character of his dick. So it's almost like somebody made a character.
Is it like when dogs and their dog owners look alike? Like porn stars and their dicks look alike?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, if you look at Ron Jeremy, it makes sense.
True.
This is my favorite comment. This is why I love Pornhub. I've never seen a dick be both large and small at the same time. That's your Pornhub comments right there.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, the thing I wanted to bring up, I actually saw something funny the other day. And that was some guy went into a video and he was like, "Hey, Zach," and he, in like parentheses, he wrote like, "Because I know you'll watch this video eventually. I want my like Red Dead Redemption 2 back."
Mm-hmm. The only way you can communicate with his friend.
Yeah. So through Facebook.
That's, oh my God. Yeah, that's like people owe you money. You got to go through some. Some people need to be.
That's one of
down
the
in weird, wild ways,
right?
That's probably one of the funniest ways I've seen people try to comment or connect with a friend.
I've seen a couple that are like, "Come join my Minecraft server." Like, totally off topic. Yeah.
I always feel like, oh, they're looking for friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just. Okay, take that back. Beer City Media. Dicks and farts.
Yep. That's more accurate.
That's accurate.
It's true. How many clips do we got left?
Three more?
Yep.
Right.
Let's roll those beautiful bean footages.
This one says best of sex with Carol.
Oh, this. Okay. This is awesome. This is my favorite of all my clips I submitted.
Hey.
So basically what happened was this was the reaction to us all watching Tiger King. And this is my favorite reaction because it culminates
right,
in one
Tiger
of the
King was this year too.
It was.
This is us
like a lifetime ago.
Having a premonition when it comes to Tiger King.
Okay. Her current husband,
oh my
dressed
gosh.
Up in the
when he sings at the end. Aaron just turned
makes
her head
me
and looked
so
at me.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He also looks like the nerdiest nerd that ever nerded on this nerd fucking planet.
Look, when I used to wait tables at the blue hair restaurant that I used to work at when I was way younger, Howard Baskin was like 85% of the customers that I waited on.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they all sat at my table for 4 hours drinking coffee, complained that it wasn't hot enough or fresh enough, and then gave me like a 50-cent tip. You know, I know people like Howard Baskins because they are like 85% of West Michigan.
You know why the coffee's not hot or fresh enough for you? Because you're old and you have no taste buds anymore.
Yeah.
Well, replace my taste buds then.
I demand a warm coffee.
God. Like, can you imagine being married to Carol Baskins, though?
Hey, I kittens can't. And cool cats.
God. She's like, hey, she's just the fakest person.
Yes.
I just imagine having sex with her. She's just like, okay, first of all,
they only do it in
we
kitty
have to
position.
Do it like cats.
Yeah. Roundabout way, but we both got to the same joke.
Right. Okay. Deploy the spikes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Oh yeah. Yep.
Now bite me on the nape of my neck.
Yes.
Yep. Now please run around and chase a laser on the wall.
He just tapes a laser pointer on his dick.
She's just running, chasing it along the wall.
Meow, 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 I'm a pussy.
Rubs catnip all over his balls.
And instead of having sex, she has to smell it and then basically shove her face in the carpet and drag it around like it's a lawnmower.
He empties his sack of testicles and replaces it with two bells.
She just lays underneath him going like this.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a cock ring, he uses a collar.
Rhinestones only.
Ryan's writing down notes right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't say anything. I had to jot that one down.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just saying. She would be...
Instead of saying, "I'm going, drink my milk." Kitty drink the milk.
She's like, "Look, Harold, if we don't wake up at 3 a.m. and run down up and down the hallway as fast as we can for no reason, we're not doing it right."
Oh my God.
She just knocks random shit off the countertops.
Harold has to pick it up and
She gets mad because he doesn't bat it under the fridge.
feeds him an open can of tuna fish.
Carol, I thought maybe you should know what cat food can actually kill human beings. She just bats him in the face.
Oh my god.
I love that. Mostly because I forgot about that show's influence on us. Yeah. It was very intense. Yeah, like we all watched it at the same time and were very excited. And
like we finished it in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Next clip is Best of Star Wars.
Okay. So this one, as a massive Star Wars fan, as is Josh and as April, as Larry, yeah, we decided, hey, Star Wars characters would we be if we had to be casted? And this is so much fun. I mean, I've been telling girls for a long time I'm the Han Solo of mailmen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got to go with Han Solo for me.
The hell of a pickup line.
Yeah.
All right. It's worked so far.
So I'm the Han Solo of the post office. This is my friend. He's the alternate Chewie of the post office.
So if you're
and there's
if
you're my Chewie, I'm Han.
If you're Chewie and I'm Han Solo, does that make Josh and April like Luke and Leia?
Wait, that's weird.
Wait a minute. Aren't they brothers and sisters? Wouldn't it?
I'll be Jabba the Hutt. Choose
brothers and sisters.
I got my number two match.
My number two match. I knew we were talking about Tiger King, but I did not know that we were going to be delving into the fine arts.
This is Leia. I'm Luke. We're space hillbillies, we are.
We like to smooch on the mouth.
This is my other cousin, Joe Exotic.
That's right.
He's a space tiger
with our mouth. And we like to smooch with our mouth and our privates, if you know what I mean.
This is Joe Exotic's boyfriend, husband. You can tongue kiss him without opening his mouth because it flips right through the teeth.
They call that serpents in a forest.
The serpent's kiss.
The serpent's kiss.
Oh my god. No, actually, if we're talking Star Wars, my number two match with 82% was C-3PO.
C-3PO.
I guess.
This is inappropriate, let me know, but is that your bra size?
More like D-3PO.
I mean, just call me double D-3PO.
Is this robot that has problems with its back because it's always hunched over?
My circuits.
Oh, God.
Dear Master Luke, my back sure hurts me.
Quiet back there, DD3PO. Mm-hmm. We're trying to navigate this asteroid field. R2 I don't need you.
D2.
I don't need you. It's another robot that's just leaning forward like a fucking Tower of Pisa, just dragging titties on the ground.
Oh, Master Luke, my titties are dragging on the floor, and DD.
I know.
DD2.
R2 double D2.
DD2 just rolls off a ramp into space.
Oh no, DD2's titties launched him into space.
No more
people should cruise.
Fuck it. Just make Chewie have big titties too. That'd be fun.
Why not?
Chewie, I'm trying to fly this plane. You know, this is distracting, especially when you shave your nipples mid-flight.
Chewie, your milkers are bothering me.
Milkers?
Wow.
That's a good term. Oh, I did.
Milkers.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, I have enjoyed this so much. So we got one more?
We got one more.
All right.
It's called Best of Strippers.
This is also a Ryan pick. So this is our stripper personas. If we were to become that.
What would your routine look like? Like, what would your outfit be? And what would be the, like, the song and the...
In your name.
Like, the theme. The
hell, let's do all of it.
I've already got mine.
Okay.
Okay.
I would be wrapped in tinfoil.
That's a weird name.
So, no. That's, well, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to be wrapped in tinfoil. I'm fucking with you. And I will be called D3XCL.
D3XCL to stage one, D3CXCL to the stage.
It's a play on C3PO.
Okay. Yeah.
And I would do the robot.
Nice.
To the cantina music from Star Wars.
D3XL to the stage. D3XL to the stage.
That does not surprise me at all. Leave it to you to have like the least sexy, most socially awkward stripper dance.
The thing is, it's totally about himself. It's not about the crowd at all.
It has nothing to do with
pleasing the customer.
Nope.
Until they see my lightsaber.
It just cuts right through the aluminum foil.
Medic is up to the front of the stage. Medic up to the front of the stage. We've got another beheading.
We've got a bunch of soccer moms. This joint's about to burn up.
And then me leaving the stage would be, I was the droid you were looking for.
And that's when April goes, and chases you out.
I'm going to the store tomorrow to buy several rolls of tinfoil, and we're going to make this happen. For me, not for you guys.
Okay.
I feel like I need to experience it. Who's next?
You know, I'll go next.
Okay.
I think I would go. Actually, I'll change that. I'm going to be in your typical Arabian garb.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will come out to this music. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn that down a little bit. Okay, so you can hear me. And I will go, my stripper name will be Vanilla Isis.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it.
Oh, God. What's your dance?
It's a belly dance, yeah.
Of course.
It's
of course.
Yeah. Lots of camel toe.
Oh my god. Jesus. Okay, what about you, Ryan?
I mean, it's hard because my first idea was that I would just come out in blue jeans that are all dirtied up, so I'd look like an auto mechanic who like got caught in like a welding machine and lost his shirt and his shoes. It's like, I can't go anywhere. I don't have a face mask. Got grease stains all over my jeans. And I'm just like, I guess my song would be like Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top.
And,
but I'd also be like totally underdressed. So it's like, wait.
Yep.
Homeless auto worker to the stage. Homeless auto worker stage.
So I guess my name would be Sharp Dressed Dad.
Sharp Dressed Dad to stage one. Sharp Dressed Dad. Up next, Vanilla Isis.
Oh my god.
And my move would just be like a constant cabbage patch because I'm caught in the 90s or some shit like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's something.
And that's the Patreon. That's
mm-hmm. Yep.
Come and join us.
That's worth $5 right there.
Oh, easily.
Easy Taco Bell box a month.
Ooh, I don't remember much of that.
No.
I don't either. And it's funny because doing this episode specifically, I had to go back and like listen to those episodes and like, we were just having a good time. Yeah. And you hear
that's
it.
That's what it is. It's just us having a great time.
Yeah. Off the cuff.
And you get to pay to hear us have a great time. We love mm-hmm. it.
Well, not only that, but like I think it's part of what people like about the main feed, but mm-hmm. also with the Patreon, it's us. We all care about each other.
If you like conspiracy therapy and think to yourself often, you know what I'd like more? Less structure and more dick jokes. You should join the Patreon.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Also, that doesn't even include all the Beer City spaceship.
Right.
Ephus episodes.
Potty slam.
Potty slams.
Yep. Soon to come, stiff joystick.
Yep. Stiff joystick off tempo.
Tempo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of
those is a lot of episodes. I mean, we're talking easily. If you join the Patreon, you have several hundred podcasts that we have done over the past 6 years.
And if you were on it before and you got off and you're confused because you're like, wait, I didn't get a chance to download something, pay for it for a month and we'll send you all the links.
Yeah.
I mean, even people that are fans of our show that have been around for a long time who paid for our Patreon for a while, I'll be honest with you, I've sent links to some Dropbox episodes because they're having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let us know, man. We're not here to break bank. We're not here to like start an empire.
We know how we feed ourselves, and it's not through the podcast.
Right. No, it's not.
But
no.
The Patreon helps keep the podcast mm-hmm. going and pays right. for the hosting and all that stuff.
Yep.
Right. And you get better audio quality, you get better things and benefits in the mm-hmm. future. I mean, we don't want to push Larry too much when it comes to doing extra shows, but we have a good formula going, so it's not a problem as far as things are in the future. We're here. We have fun. We enjoy each other's company, and that's what it's all about. And that's the best of Patreon episode. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
Everybody, great job this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved the Patreon episodes. Mm-hmm.
Even you, Lando.
Good job. Oh,
yes.
Good job.
I didn't listen to these episodes initially. And so going back and
it gets to the point where you do so many episodes.
Podcasts.
You just don't mm-hmm. you don't listen anymore.
Well, and like unless it's something that we bring up more than once on like a few episodes, I've forgotten about the majority of it. You do so many that it's hard to remember. Well, because even there were things that I remembered that I was like, okay, that's something I definitely want to revisit in the best of. But I'm like, I couldn't tell you what episode that was on because 95% of the time they don't have anything to do with anything that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's tough to pinpoint what
right.
by the title of the episode, what the hell it is.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I spend a good amount of time every week writing down hypotheticals mm-hmm. because
we gotta. Yeah, I think next year I'm gonna start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
track a little better.
Yeah,
it's weird because like
editing, it's like right there. Just cut the clips right there, then and there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, you do a great job, man, and we're here because of you. A lot of this, I mean, I would say 80%.
You and me and Marty.
It did, but I would say, truthfully, you know, 60% of where we are right now is because of you.
Well, I'm the head muckety muck of Beers, right?
Muckety muck.
I like that word.
I love that word too because I just imagine you like kicking people to the side with your big.
Are
like,
you homeless? And I just shit in their cup. That's spare change.
Spare change. Spare change.
I'm like, shit, man. That was gonna buy me another two-hearted. Wow, it's full of poop.
Some chocolate pudding now.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break. As are we ending this episode?
We're ending. Yes.
We're gonna take a break until next week.
That's right.
When you get the best of the main show, the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast,
and that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We will see you next week on another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. We love you. Have a great one, guys. Be a long night for Chris Lee's. Girl, I'm trying to give you long pipe. Bring the naughty list. You ain't even got to check it. Girl, I think I'm on twice. Bring an elf. Shit, you gon' need some help. Girl, I take both of you.
And there ain't no hopes for you. Soon as he leaves in the presence, she gon' come through at 11. And she gotta get back in time, cause she don't know what to tell him. It ain't fair. How the hell she gon' get here when she ain't got no wing there? The North Pole got Ubers, right? Girl, you know you such a cougar, right? I'ma do you right. She gon' kiss it, she don't need a mistletoe. Girl, I eat the cookie when you hit the floor. Use your body for the heat, it's getting cold. We gon' turn this Christmas tree into a strip of gold. Drop that for me, Mrs. Claus. Drop that, for me, Mrs. Claus. Drop that, bounce, bounce to that, bounce around for that thing now. For that thing though.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.